to the show, Amber.
Hey, thank you very much.
I understand the Fordham ladies enjoyed the podcast last week.
We did. We supported one another. You know, we didn't joke on each other's jewelry or outfits like so often happens when the Rickster's here.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. No hostile work environments created.
Nope.
Thank goodness. I like to hear that. People saying it's kind of like The View.
Huh? Yes, that's what it felt
until
like.
Until Chris came, sadly. Yes.
Okay, well, that happens. All right, what you got for us this week, Amber?
So we got a new study out by ACT, which examines whether college and career readiness, at least as defined by ACT, is internationally competitive. And not surprisingly, they find that it is. ACT, by the way, defines college and career readiness as the level of preparation a student needs to be able to succeed in a first-year credit bearing course at 2 or 4 year institutions. Anyway, researchers conducted a linking analysis whereby they identified the PISA scores in reading and math that are equivalent to the college and career benchmark scores on ACT's PLAN, which is their 10th grade college and career readiness assessment. The purpose was to determine if the standard of college readiness for U.S. students was competitive with that of other high-performing nations. They find that the benchmark scores in both reading and math fell within the average scores of the highest-performing nations, all but four, that is, and thereby conclude that we're on the right track in how we're measuring college and career readiness. Further, and this was what really kind of was troubling, they explained that the design of the Common Core standards was informed by their definition, and that ACT and Common Core standards have been mapped to one another, so therefore the Common Core standards are also internationally competitive. Problematic on several levels, including that they are attempting to compare assessment frameworks with standards. We don't have real data on the Common Core yet. Lots of folks think the PISA is a poor test, so it's not worthy of benchmarking in the first place. And ACT...
Those lots of people would include us.
Us. ACT, though it's well-respected in education, clearly has skin in the game as far as demonstrating that their products are aligned to the Common Core, which has now been adopted in 43 states. So bottom line, some reservations on my part seem to be more a little bit more about advocacy than research.
Yeah, is this an ACT-sponsored research on the ACT?
That would be correct. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, and they've done some reports like this before, and I think some of this is valuable, and it's a good question. We've seen the folks at NAEP try to figure out this question. You know, at what point, you know, what cut score do you have to hit on NAEP in order to be college and career ready? The thing is, of course, I mean, with Common Core, we only have standards. We don't have the achievement standards, the cut scores yet. We don't have the tests. So, it all depends on whether those tests come out right and then whether they set the cut score high enough. And those are two big ifs.
Yeah, and I mean, and just to kind of watch them try to wiggle around it and say it, but not really say it, you could tell that they were walking a tightrope and trying to make this bridge to the Common Core, but it just wasn't there.
Right. But, you know, this is important to say that, hey, you know, this, whatever, people say, look, what does college and career readiness mean? Well, when you get down to it, we can say, look, it's these skills, it's this cut scores, you know, you got to know this much. And to say that that goal will get us to where we need to be, at least at this point in time, that's, you know, that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, and let's give credit where credit's due. I mean, ACT is probably the first organization that's ever tried to empirically measure what college and career readiness means.
Right.
I mean, they survey college professors. They ask them, how do you define this? So, you know, lots of people just bandy about the word, but they actually do have an empirical definition. It's imperfect, obviously, but it's a lot more than other organizations.
I mean, does the ACT say anywhere how many of the students taking the ACT are kind of reaching their definition of college career readiness?
Oh, yeah, they put a little annual report. I think it's annual, where they say how many students met one of four.
I mean, are we anywhere
it's
close?
No. Yeah, I think like a quarter of students met one of the four benchmarks.
So we have good expectations, you know, as usual, but we're nowhere near meeting them.
Anywhere near. So, I mean, I think it's an important report, but it's got some flaws. But that said, they're a lot more further along defining college and career readiness than anybody else is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what song goes along with this?
So since the report has a few flaws, the findings are a tad suspicious. Hence, we have Elvis's Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see?